Hello and welcome to a special edition of Authors Access, where authors get published and published authors get successful. I'm your host, Victor Volkman from Loving Healing Press in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Tonight we'll be listening to my lecture, Amazon Adventures, delivered live at the Motown Writers Conference on November 9th, 2007. Be sure to download the accompanying PowerPoint presentation that goes with this lecture from authorsaccess.com so you can read along as we cover the material. This lecture was recorded about 2 weeks before the release of the Amazon Kindle ebook reader, so we won't be mentioning it. However, we hope to have a show in early 2008 that highlights the strengths of this platform and how to parlay your Amazon experience with the Amazon Kindle reader. Now sit back and listen to Amazon Adventures, recorded in the Southern Fires restaurant in downtown Detroit, Michigan.
Right now to introduce Victor. I met Victor. I didn't even know Victor was in Michigan when I first met him. Then I wanted to ask him.
Number can be listed into Amazon Advantage. and they are essentially giving you wholesaler terms, which means they demand a 55% discount. And as some of you know, we've looked at print on demand, it's pretty harsh to deal with. So if it's a $20 book, that means someone goes on to Amazon, they pay $20, and you get $9.50. If I did the math right, $9 back.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what they mean by that. There are some exceptions available for if your book is published by a 501c3 charity, you can get a break on 55% discount. I don't know exactly what that is. And some of the higher end books, like textbooks, they will probably cut it back to like 45%. The great thing about Amazon Advantage is when you enroll in Amazon Advantage, you get complete control over all the stuff that's displayed next to your book. You've seen, if you open an Amazon page on any given book like Harry Potter, there'll be all the professional reviews, there'll be a book cover, right, search inside the book. All that stuff is available to you if you enroll into Amazon Advantage. Amazon Advantage is only good for selling new books or books that can pass on the internet. You can't sell any used material through there. And generally, they put in orders once a week. They used to have a program where they would order once a quarter, but the logistics were just too much of a problem. So on Sunday night, I'll get an order for this week's books that they want. And they think they're going to sell in the next week or so. That can be kind of annoying because if they're ordering small quantities, it may tend to eat your profits on shipping. They do have make allowances for if you want to roll up orders into bigger orders, they'll do that for you. Okay. Associates program is one that anybody can enroll in if you have a book in print and it's carried on Amazon. Whether you're working through, if you're working through a traditional publisher, you can use Amazon Associates as well. This is the program where you go to somebody's web page, and there'll be a bunch of book covers and book titles, and it'll say, you know, Harry Potter, 35% off, Amazon.com. And you click there, and you can go and buy the book. So this allows you to put e-commerce onto any site, you know, without having monthly fees, right, without having to deal with PayPal, because Amazon is handling the complete transaction when you use Amazon Associates.
So are they still taking 55% off of this program?
Yeah, but it's from if you're working with a traditional publisher, it's coming out of their pocket, not yours. Oh. And what you're making on Amazon Associates is essentially the commission, which is a 4-6% of each item that's sold. Now, the interesting thing with this is you can list all books that are similar to yours or in your genre, and you can actually make money off selling other people's books. Mm-hmm. Back when this started, Amazon Associates started around 97 or 98, I was making, $400 or $500 a year off Amazon Associates sales. Now it's a little bit diluted because everybody in the world is using Amazon Associates. It's harder to make as much money. And the other thing is you can send out an Amazon Associates link in one of your emails, and people can click on that and go buy the book from Amazon. Because people trust Amazon, they don't trust your website, let's face it. I get a minuscule amount of direct sales off my own website, but Amazon will turn over hundreds of our books every month. So, their reputation is gold-plated, and they deserve it because they have great customer service. The next one, Amazon Connect, is available to any author who has a book listed on Amazon by any means. So if you had it done by a traditional publisher and it's in print, or you put it through yourself at Amazon Advantage, what it is free blog space where you can post messages about what you're interested in, and it will show up on your book's page, down near the bottom of the page. And you can use photos, you can use links to other books that Amazon sells. It's very easy to write a review of someone else's book in your genre, and you can build up a lot of respect that way. You know, if you're a romance writer and you talk about other people's romance books, it sort of gives you a bigger voice in the world than if it's all just about me, 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 right? And Henry Rodman, oh, you have a question?
You're talking about each one of these. Do you make a choice between what you're looking for, or do you take off?
Yeah, the question is, you decide which one to choose, or you do all of them. Actually, you can do all of them. So I'm enrolled in every single one of these programs. And as we get toward the end, I'll talk about how you can actually compete with yourself. Once your book is on Amazon, you can list it cheaper on Amazon Marketplace. And by having the lowest price, people are more likely to buy it from you directly. And you're not paying the 55% discount if they go to Amazon Marketplace. If your book is $20 and you list it on Amazon Marketplace for $14, then Amazon just collects 99 cents off the sale, and you get to keep $13. Less profit goods is your profit. So if it costs $5 to make and you sold for $14 on Amazon Marketplace, you collect about $8 or something.
If you're working with a print-on-demand, how are you going to deal with those?
Yeah, the question is, how do you deal with print-on-demand and Amazon discounts? Well, actually, all our books are print-on-demand, and we don't price anything under $17.95. Maybe we sell less than we would, but it gives us $1 to $5 margin. We're using Lightning Source, which is the world's cheapest print-on-demand, but it's very technically challenging. You have to be able to provide PDFs that are ready for publication.
So, under 17, you don't sell anything under 17?
No, we have two books that are $15, but they're very small.
Oh, that's real low.
Yeah. And it's just the cost of doing business. So that's a very good question. But you aren't really going to price people out of the market by pricing your book at $20, because Amazon puts almost everything at 20% off these days. So really, people are going to be buying it from Amazon for $14. I did the math right. So it isn't like you're going to, you know, frighten people away by having a high list price, because Amazon is going to, in order to make the sale, they're going to cut it as much as they can.
So my book would qualify as the price is now, it's $10.95.
Yeah, you'd only be getting $4 back.
But it wouldn't qualify for any of the programs.
Oh, your printing cost is $10?
No, that's the price of the book.
Okay, list price is $10. What's your production cost, if you don't mind?
Probably like $3.
Yeah, you're on the hairy edge. You get $8.50 a copy. Oh, something like that. Consider raising the list price to deal with something. A lot of people undervalue their work, and you got to own it. Your work is powerful. I've already started talking about marketplace. You can also sell used copies of your book, too, if you happen to do that. Amazon Marketplace, you can compete with yourself, and they only take $1 off each sale, plus about 10% commission. So, again, if it's a $20 book and you're selling 14, they get 99 cents plus maybe $1.40 as their commission. So that's a good deal. The Amazon Marketplace, you have to release your stuff every 60 days because it's a time-limited listing service. Unlike things like Amazon.com, you stay up for years and years and years. You've got to keep renewing it every 60 days. And another thing they do is they automatically actually sell your books. So if you're out of stock, you've got a big problem, because Amazon has already sold the book, and now you have to go onto their site and refund the money for them. So you've got to make sure, if you do an Amazon Marketplace, that you've got the stock to handle the books. Other selling services like Libris, they let you, and Half.com let you verify that you're okay to make a sale, that you have it in stock and you haven't sold to somebody else. Amazon Marketplace doesn't do that. Someone buys the book, they get the book.
So, so the distributor, Amazon is somewhat of a distributor, but it is a distributor. But many distributors don't think people can buy so many from you and they keep them in their own warehouse.
That's a good question. That's a very good question. How does the warehousing work? When you sign up for Amazon Amazon Advantage, which is the traditional publisher model, you'll get an order for 2 books in about a week to 10 days. And if those books sell, they'll order more. They have very sophisticated sales prediction algorithms so that they don't fill up their warehouses with stuff that never saw it. And then eventually, you'll get orders of 1,500 books at a time.
Excuse me. Can you, contract with another warehouser of your books and they can communicate with Amazon in terms of sending the books when they need to be sent?
Exactly. The question is, can you use another distributor? Absolutely. You can use. They will deal directly with Ingram or Baker & Taylor or any number of other distributors that they have existing relationships with. And when you sign up with your distributor, you can ask them, how does my book get into Amazon? And they'll tell you, we send our titles to Amazon and they upload it every month. So if you're looking for a distributor, I'd say, there's a 99% chance they already have a relationship. So you don't have to do this. Although, if your book goes out of print with the distributor, right, you can sign up for Amazon, Amazon Advantage and put your book back in print. So if your book is officially out of print, the publisher no more copies, they have no more intention, but you still have the rights to sell your book where you have extra copies, you can enroll in Amazon Advantage to move the rest of your inventory. And you can unplug them from the distribution channel. Say, this is my book, I'm going to make the direct relationship. One interesting thing which is Amazon has launched in the last 6 months or so is called the Mechanical Turk, which sounds like something really weird. It's named after a famous chess-playing robot. But anyway, the Mechanical Turk allows you to farm out small tasks that can be done online. It's basically like an online service bureau, virtual resources and all that. You can have people do stuff for you. And I came up with the idea, why not have somebody write blog posts about my books? So you set the commission rate, and I set the commission rate around 50 cents to 80 cents. And people will actually write a blog post about your book, put the picture of the book on their blog, and a link back to where they can buy it for 50 cents. I'm going, this is the greatest thing
ever. That is great.
If you go to send out your book, to someone, that's like, costs a lot of money, the postage and the book and so on. The people out there have to write stuff on blogs every day, and they need something to write about. And this Mechanical Turk will help you connect with people. It's mturk, mturk.com. Help you connect with people in an interesting way. So I find it just really fascinating. And you can also make money yourself, although it's kind of low wages.
Okay. A stream of income.
Now we're going to talk about advanced campaign tactics. We're going to assume that you've already done a couple of these programs. Maybe you at least have an Amazon author's blog, and maybe you have using Amazon Advantage so that you have control over your detail page. Actually, even if you don't have any relationship with Amazon formally, you could do an update product info. Anyone who's just bought one book from Amazon, you're allowed to update product info. So if there's a typo in your name, or you want to add first edition, or you have a forward by someone and you want to give them credit, or you want to adjust anything, you can't adjust the price, but any of the basic information, you can go to the bottom. It's buried in the Amazon page. It says, something wrong here? Click on update product info. You can do that. Cost nothing. It's a great thing to know. They're really pushing hard on these video reviews, and I'm finally going to take advantage of it this week. Yesterday, I ordered, it's called the Flip Ultra video camera. solid-state camera. It just records directly to a memory stick that's embedded in it. And it's like $100, and it'll store an hour's worth of video. So I'm going to produce these 3 or 4 minute video talks about the books, then I can upload them onto the Amazon book page. Anybody can do this. If you just want to, if you have your favorite book in the world, you want to talk about it, you know, record it on your video camera and upload it, you can do that. And I think it's going to be, when it gets going, it's going to be sort of very much like YouTube, where someone passes around a link. And it's a cheap way to build buzz and cost nothing. You've got nothing to lose, so try that. Another interesting thing is called tagging with keywords. And that's sort of buried in the middle of a product info page. Anybody can add keywords to any book. Doesn't matter if it's your book, someone else's book. You don't need a relationship with Amazon. Suppose your book is urban romance, but that's not in the title. You know, the title is, you know, whatever. How to get a man in the Alpha Triangle. You can tag urban romance, whatever you want it. The city that it takes place, you can put that in the tag. What the characters do, you can create tags for that. And when someone searches for another book and it has the same tag as your tag, you get a link between their book and your book. So you can get yourself associated with books that are in your genre and build sales that way. People who have no idea that you exist can click on a tag and find your book. Now that's very similar to suggest a search, which is another way. You can actually say when someone goes to Amazon and they type in the search box, that one on the top, you can suggest other keywords, and that if someone types in those magic keywords, you may come up as the number one hit. We did that for Frances Shawnee Parker's book. So if you type in Detroit Hospice, you get her book, comes up number one hit. I don't know how many people are going to do that, but it's another way to, you know, build consciousness. There's really no, anyone can do suggested search as well. The only thing I notice is if it's really not a very good suggestion, they'll eventually remove it. Because if it's too vague or too general. I had one of my books, I suggested the search was self-help, and it was really too general. Nobody was clicking on it, so they just removed it. You really got nothing to lose by doing suggested search. So this stuff is all related to the product page. There's also what I call working in the wild, okay? There's a number of features that anyone who's a member of Amazon, I mean, all you have to ever have done is just buy one book, okay? You can create something called a So You'd Like To list, and that's a list of books that are all related to a topic. One of the most popular ones is So You'd Like To Survive a Zombie Attack, and it's got everything you need in that list to survive. You got chainsaws, you got everything. So you can be really creative. It could be, you know, so you'd like to survive depression or whatever it is that your book's about. You can create a so you'd like to list. And that's, 10 minutes, you're saying? Okay. I'll try and wrap this up. The other thing that's related to that is list mania, which anyone can create. But these are more likely to be top 10 lists. So you could say, my 10 favorite romance books, or my 10 favorite self-help books, or my 10 favorite biographies. And what you're doing is you're associating yourself with popular titles. So if you write a fantasy book, you can create a list called My Favorite Fantasy Books, and you can put Harry Potter on that. And if someone clicks on the Harry Potter page, the list will come up that contains both your book and the Harry Potter book. They can just click on, oh, someone has a list of favorite fantasy books, I can go here. And then it's like getting free publicity by attaching yourself to successful books. And also, anyone with an Amazon account can beef up your online profile. You can put your photo there, you can put your list of personal favorite books. There's Amazon Friends, so you can do social networking type stuff. It's not quite as flexible as something like MySpace, but you can really get a personality behind your name. Yeah, picture photos are allowed with that too. And this goes along with my other point, which is approaching reviewers who have reviewed similar books to yours. You can click on their name, and that will take you to their profile. And they may or may not have an email address out. A lot of them have their own independent sites, especially if they're, you know, they're trying to become one of the Amazon top 100 reviewers, which is, there's some crazy people out there who review 5,000 and 6,000 books because they want to be the number one Amazon reviewer. That's one way to get famous, I guess. Anyway, you can contact these people who have reviewed books in your genre. You know that they're favorable to your attitude, and they'll often write amazing, amazing reviews. So for the cost of one book, and they love it because they get a free book, and then, you know, they know the author, so it's pretty exciting for them too. So it's a win-win situation all the way around. Okay, so that does on Amazon. So good, you know. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to a special edition of Authors Access, where authors get published and published authors get successful. This evening we had Amazon and Ventures, recorded live at the Motown Writers Conference on November 9th, 2007. To learn more about the Motown Writer events in 2008, please visit mwn.homestead.com. You can learn more about all our guests on the Authors Access website, which is authorsaccess.com. Please send your questions and comments to info@authorsaccess.com. We'll be back in 2 weeks on January 17th, 2008, when we feature special guest Laura Waldman on how your astrological chart reveals what you must write and why. For Loving Healing Press in Ann Arbor, Michigan, I'm Victor Volkman, wishing you all a good evening.